Rachel Williams is a loving wife, devoted mother of three, and a dedicated teacher. Her busy life consists of church functions, her teenage daughter's competitive dance and cheer events and lamb shows, and running after her toddler son. It wasn't until December 13, 2021 when Williams heard three words that would change her life: "You have cancer." Williams has lived in Screven County her entire life. She comes from a large, close-knit family. "I come from a pretty large extended family. My mama is one of four sisters who all live in the area and have kids of their own. My cousins and I grew up spending a lot of time together as children. I am the oldest of two siblings." Rachel has been married to Matt Williams for 2 years, who is also a teacher. The two met when Matt was coaching football and she was coaching cheer and have been inseparable since. "We have two girls, Abby and Molly. They are 16 and 14. They are from a previous marriage, but we all get along and co-parent exceptionally well. They truly have a dream team behind them. They keep us super busy. They are amazing kids." The Williams also have a 2-year-old little boy, Carter. "He is the most precious thing. He is into everything and he does not stop from the time his little feet hit the floor in the morning until he finally goes to sleep at night. He keeps me active, for sure. He's my own little miracle baby, and I am forever grateful for all three of them. They truly are my world." Williams, an elementary school teacher, has recently started her 6th year of teaching in Jenkins County as a second grade teacher. "I started my teaching career a little later in life. I was blessed to be able to stay home with my girls and really soak in that time with them. I went back to school to finish my teaching degree when Molly went to first grade. I graduated in 2018 and began teaching in my hometown in the fall of that year," Williams says. She taught for 1 year in Brooklet before finding her work home in Jenkins County, where her husband also teaches. Rachel's cancer concern started when she was just a teenager. "I found my first lump when I was a freshman in high school. My doctor decided that it was best to surgically remove it and it ended up being benign. However, this started a journey of many lumps that would come and go during my teenage and young adult life. My doctor called it fibrocystic changes. The first several that I found, I would go through the process of going to the doctor, having tests run, biopsies, ultrasounds, etc., but they all came back fine. This caused me to be a little relaxed when it came to following up on each spot that I found as I got older. Early in 2021, I found a spot that felt a little different, but I ignored it thinking it would go away. It didn't feel like the other places in the past, but I made the really unfortunate decision to not follow up with my doctor. This spot began to get more and more noticeable, and it finally began to cause a dimple in my skin. I knew it was bad. By the time I finally went to the doctor, I already knew it was cancer. I didn't need a biopsy to tell me that. By the time the cancer was confirmed, it had already spread to my liver and my bones. I have triple positive, ER+, OUR+, HER2+, invasive ductal carcinoma." Williams has struggled with a lack of energy, weight gain, and hair loss, and cites these as three of the most challenging aspects of her fight. Regardless of how the physical changes have taken an emotional toll, Williams credits her disease as the catalyst for a paradigm shift that has given her a new lease on life. "As strange as this sounds, I feel that cancer has saved me. It has completely shifted my view of the world and of life. Every minute is more precious and things that used to be a big deal to me, really don't even matter anymore. I'm able to appreciate and really soak in every single moment with my children. I've let go of grudges that I was holding onto for dear life. I've become closer to Jesus because we literally talk all day, every day. It has forced me to slow down. The good days far outweigh the bad, but the bad days make me appreciate the good that much more. It's also fanned the flame of my desire for others to know Jesus as I do. I simply don't understand how anyone faces a battle like this one without the hope that can only come from Jesus." Williams has decided to share her journey in the hopes of helping others in similar situations. She wants others to know there is a community of survivors who understand and are there to lend a supportive hand. "My advice is to stay busy and active, as much as you can. You obviously need rest in order to heal and recover, but some of my worst days have been sitting alone with nothing but time for my brain to overthink. Go outside, go for a walk, make plans, stay busy. Find something you're passionate about and pour into that. The second, and probably the most important, is to get in the Word. If you don't know where to start, I always advise people to download the Bible app and pick a plan, and follow it. Staying in the Word does wonderful things for your mindset and builds that personal relationship with Jesus. Go to Him. Even on the bad days, yell at Him if you have to. He desires that authentic relationship where you feel comfortable with bringing it all to Him, even the ugly stuff. Finally, find a support person. Try to find someone strong in their faith who has been where you are. Allow them to encourage and support you. Reach out to them on days that are tough because those are guaranteed. Allow yourself time to cry, but don't stay there. Williams maintains that the most beautiful part of her struggle has been seeing God's hand in it. There have been so many things that have happened from the very beginning that could only be Him, she says, and if I ever begin to feel defeated, He always does something to show me that He's still got this and that He's still right here. Another vital part of Williams's successful navigation has been the relationships she has developed along the way. Her mission is to provide the same support she received for others. I'd love to be a part of your support system. You can find me in many places. I have a podcast called, She is a Warrior, where we discuss all things supporting your mind, body, and spirit as you fight and win this battle. I also have a Facebook page called, The Fighting Breast Cancer with Grace Community. My desire for this page is to offer encouragement to a whole community of women going through similar situations and prayers for those going through this journey alongside them. Williams also has a website, https://rachel-williams.com/, and an Instagram page, @hopeful_holistic_fighter.